Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we would like to recommend.
And our guest today is Loretta. She is a longtime library worker, usually works in the back of the house, so you might not necessarily see her at the reference desk, but she does a lot of cool things for us here at the library. What would you say you really like to read in general?
I like to read historical fiction, mystery, and history books. Just history books.
Very cool. And you actually brought with you a historical fiction today, correct?
I did.
Okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
It's called As Bright as Heaven, and it's a story that takes place in Pennsylvania in 1918, shortly after the death of their baby boy. The Bright family, Thomas and Pauline and their three daughters, Evelyn, who's age 15, Maggie, age 12, Willa, age 6, moved from Quakertown to Philadelphia. They're doing this to give their kids a better life. The book is written from the multiple points of view of the mother and the three daughters. They tell their story in alternating chapters. It's really interesting getting the thoughts and reactions of what is happening from the different age groups. Mm-hmm. Thomas's Uncle Fred, who doesn't have any children who owns a funeral home, had invited them to come live with them, and he was going to teach Thomas the funeral home business, and one day it would belong to him. Pauline, the mother, had kind of become obsessed with death since the death of her son, and Uncle Fred didn't really want anybody else in the funeral home, but she kind of kept talking to him, and finally she started working in the funeral home, helping him with the hair and the makeup. And shortly after their arrival in Philadelphia, they were affected by World War I and the Spanish flu. I don't know if you know, but Philadelphia was the hardest hit city by this. There were over 12,000 victims.
Wow.
So friends and family go off to war while the people at home are dealing with the Spanish flu. Can you just imagine what that would be like for a funeral home? Well, there were so many orphans that there wasn't any place for them all to go. The Bright family takes on an orphan, which Maggie found when she went out with her mother to deliver care packages to the sick. And with all this death all around them, this baby is like a ray of hope to them. The book takes you through the years as the girls grow up, and we see the effects of Prohibition Act and the aftermath of World War I. There are secrets that are revealed and love that develops, and the girls take a different path in life. Psychiatry, mortuary work, and jazz. But they still remain connected to one another. I would like to read something that Pauline, the mother, said in the book. If we were made of stone or iron, we would be impervious to disease and injury and disaster. But then we could not give love and receive love, could we? We'd be unable to feel anything at all, and surely incapable of spreading our wings and flying. This, to me, describes what the book is about. Love and the daughters spreading their wings and flying in spite of all that happened. The author has won awards for some of her other historical books, and she has a background in journalism. She is a very good storyteller, which includes good character development. This is really the first book that I've read of hers, but I plan on reading some other books of hers. This book gives you a clearer picture of what it was like during the deadliest flu pandemic in history. Telling the story from an undertaker's perspective gives a unique look at the Spanish flu. The author had some notes in the back of the book, and some fascinating facts were that there 50 million people died from this Spanish flu worldwide. Mm-hmm. And that's more people that died than in World War I.
What kind of person would you recommend this book for? Because it sounds like it has a lot of different facets to it.
Yes. Anybody who would like historical fiction, especially stories not written about a lot in history books, because you don't really hear a lot about the Spanish flu.
No. Because World War I kind of took a lot of the focus.
That's right. And people who like stories about strong, independent women who overcome tragedy and find love, I think someone like that would like that book.
Okay, so we finished with the first part, so now we're going to get to the game show section. If you have any casting ideas for the main characters of this book, if it were to become a movie.
I think it would make a great movie. Mm-hmm. As far as casting go, that was really hard for me. But I was thinking of Jennifer Garner as Pauline, the mother.
Okay.
And Kristen Stewart as Evelyn, the oldest daughter. Kristen Stewart played Jodie Foster's daughter in Panic Room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stephanie Scott as Maggie. She played in Insidious Chapter 3.
I actually haven't seen that one. That's cool, though. I've seen some of the other Insidious.
And Willow Shields as Willa. She played in Hunger Games.
Okay, so now that we've finished with casting, we're going to move on to the rapid fire round, where Leslie will ask you the first question of five.
What's the weather like in this book?
The weather was pretty mild. Nothing unusual about it.
Yeah. Did it take place during any of the cold Philadelphia winters?
Like we think of as the flu season?
Yeah.
You got some of those
as
snowy
a matter
scenes.
Of fact, they were bundled up when they went out to hand out those care packages.
Okay.
So.
That is something that is not familiar to us.
I know.
Okay, so what kind of house does the main character live in? You said they moved in with the uncle, but does he live in, like, a spooky old house like you would expect for a
Actually, it was a three-story stone house. It was very elegant.
Okay.
But it was also connected with the funeral home.
Okay.
So you can pass through the kitchen and go down a hall, and the funeral home is right there.
Oh, wow.
Since this book focuses on the Bright family, which character did you relate to the most?
Probably Pauline, the mother.
And what is an alternative title you would give this book?
An alternative title, The Light Through the Darkness.
There you go. That's a good one.
All right. And finally, what food would you pair with this book?
What food?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Philadelphia is known for their cheesesteaks, but I don't like that one back there.
I know, that's a cool answer, though.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to get to the last segment, where you roll the dice and read a random excerpt of the book. So you can go ahead and roll them.
You'd think I would have hated the city after that day, but it wasn't long after that train trip, even before Henry died, that I started wishing I could always live in a place where all the answers are, even the answers I don't like hearing.
That was a really good quote.
I swear, I feel like that random quote portion is just magical.
Yeah,
it still manages to capture a little bit of the book's flavor.
Mm-hmm. I would like to tell the audience, we do not fake quotes and find the best ones. This is all random. But I just really like books.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for sharing a book that, even though it's bleak, sounds so hopeful. That's really kind of a cool contrast.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.
Bye.